So, guys, my name's Travis, and to think I would be here today with y'all, you know, for 2 years, August 1st, 2012, my wife said yes to this idea. To say it's changed our life is a complete understatement. You know, I'm an average guy from a small town. I grew up in a town of 1,200. I graduated in a class of 38. Five of us went on to college. Most of my classmates are still living back in Rush City, Minnesota. And you know, my whole life, I heard my whole life, the key to success is a college education. Some of you may have heard something similar. They said, go to school, get good grades, get a good job. And then somewhere down the road, you know, the better grades you have, the more financial opportunity you'd have. How many heard something like that? So I did that. And I was one of those five people to go on to college. It is what it is. I spent $80,000 on a four-year private education. When I came out, I had $140,000 worth of debt. Oh, yeah, I was the richest poor person you ever have met, man. You want something? I put it on my Visa. I bought my first Harley Davidson on my Discover card. No joke. I was an idiot. See, they don't teach us about that. I was like, it's free money, man. Every 6 months, here came a new credit card, and it had this monstrous limit. Oh, yeah, $62,000 worth of credit card debt by the time I was 22, and none of it was like, I mean, it was just all stupid stuff. So if some of you don't have credit card debt, I took your portion, okay? So I graduated as an exercise physiology major. That's what I did. And, you know, my theory was C's and D's, get degrees. I'm not the smartest guy. Actually, I thought, my theory, no, it gets better. My theory was, why study when he did? I just sit behind you. Come on. Woo! And then all you got to do is be able to see good. You cheat. That's all I did. I'm happy to tell you that. See, this isn't corporate America, so you can't, like, fire me, dudes. So I cheated my way through, and I got through. And, you know, my whole life growing up, I heard timing is everything. See, how many heard timing is everything? See, if you and I could be at the right place at the right time, it was better than being smart. And when I heard that, I was like, thank God, there's something out there for me. See, I know in my lifetime, I'm 38 years old. My wife is 30, and my whole life, I know this. I know I missed a lot of boats. I missed the Google boat. I missed the Amazon.com boat. I missed the Yahoo boat. I missed the Pinterest boat. I missed the Twitter boat, the Facebook boat. You want to know how you and I, how I know we missed those boats? Because we ain't got no freaking boats. So when they said that World Ventures was going to become the Facebook of travel, think about that. 1 billion people that are taking a product, that love a product that you and I market, that we share something that everybody wants at a price they cannot get anywhere else. See, we got the deal. You look around the room, there's black, there's white, there's girls, there's guys, there's old, there's younger, there's all kinds of people. There's Asian, it does not matter. If we got the deal, we got a perfect product at a perfect time called travel and vacation, guys, I'm telling you, we are on a verge of something massive. And the cool thing is, it's just bubbling. This is the start of it. When I saw this industry, I was 22. It was very different. I saw direct marketing. I was 6 months out of college. I could not find a job in what I went to school for. Imagine that. That was 17 years ago when the economy was good. I was pumped. I came out going, they teach us, they prepare us. It'll be no problem. You got a college degree. How many know what I'm talking about? You'll find something. No biggie. Yeah, right. How many of you know somebody today that's, got a college degree and can't find work? How about the people that have a college degree, they have a job, but now they lost their job? See, why is there more people today serving Bud and Bud Lights in restaurants and delivering pizzas with a college degree than people that are working jobs? Because the information, go to school, get good grades, get a good job, is staying the same, but the world is changing. Yeah. Young people, they're coming out of school, 18 to 21, 22 years old, and they're watching their friends come out with the high hopes, and they can't find work. Well, that was me in an awesome economy, you know, 17 years ago when I was 22. So I was 6 months out of school. I was beat up. I was tired of putting out resumes. My resume didn't look good because I was a B and C kid. So if you're going off of paper, then I was just like totally average. See, nobody ever asked me to show me some passion. Nobody ever asked me if I was willing to work my tail off. Nobody was asking me if I was willing to go back to back and be a loyal, you know, team member of any company. See, they didn't care about that. It's what, how smart are you? Well, I mean, congratulations for those of you rocket scientists, but I wasn't one. So what happened was I got a call at the age of, no offense, if you're smart, you were just the ones I sat by. You're why I got through. No joke, okay? So I get a call one day, and it's this guy, and he said, listen, are you keeping your options open? I was like, don't freaking hang up. And I didn't know this guy. I didn't know this guy. I was pumped, and I said, don't hang up, dude. And I'm a man of faith. I don't know what you believe, but here's what I know. I believe this. I believe things happen for a reason. I believe that you don't always know why right away, but things happen for a reason. We're in this room today for a reason. I found this industry for a reason. Whatever. So this guy calls me up, okay? Long story short, check this out. Check out this occurrence. So my dad got remarried to my stepmom. My stepmom's son, his wife, her best friend, got a cold call 17 years ago. And they said, hey, are you keeping your options open? It was direct marketing. She goes, nope. She was a biochemist. She wasn't into what's going on. But she goes, wait a minute. I know this guy. I've never met this girl. My stepmom's son's wife's best friend. Crazy. I can't even make that up. She goes, hang tight. She goes, call me. I'm going to call you back. Give me your number. They hung up. She found my number because she was staying with my new stepbrother-in-law. My dad had just got married within 6 months. Hung up on a cold call already, called the cold call guy back, said, here's this guy named Travis. He just got out of college. He's in debt up to his eyeball, but he's a pretty excited guy. He's open to something. He calls me up. He calls me up and he goes, are you keeping your options open? Guys, I walked in and I saw this industry 17 years ago. And let me tell you something. I remember the gentleman that did the presentation that day. I'm not a numbers guy, but he did the, first of all, actually, I remember meeting the girl that, you know, Martin did a phenomenal job, you know, talking about people by you and I, and the girl at the in the reception hall there, she was just a doll, and I'm like, man, whether this works or not, I mean, I'm always looking to the positive. I'm like, I might get a date here. I mean, that's all I thought about. I'm just being real. Anyhow. So, well, thank God it worked because she married my best buddy. But anyhow, so I saw this presentation, and they were talking about, it was nutritional supplements, right? It was very different. I'm just, direct marketing that I know it is not like World Ventures. Direct marketing like I know it, we would go into cities and we would run ads in the paper and we would do all cold market, all people that we don't know. I had 31 wellness centers throughout the United States over the course of 15 years. It wasn't with like family and friends. It was people you don't know. Well, I walked in, I remember seeing the presentation, and I'm just going to share with you, that day at the end of that meeting, just like maybe you saw, see, you saw something in World Ventures that you're missing in your life. Somebody that brought you, they have something in their life that you're missing in years. Maybe it's time freedom. Maybe it's money freedom. Maybe they're with their kids full time. Maybe they're traveling the world. Maybe they're taking an extra 2 or 3 vacations. People get started because they're missing something in their life that they see in you and I, and that's why they get started. Does that make sense? So at the time, I was broke. So at the end of the presentation, this is a long time, 17 years ago, they would make copies of our paychecks because people wouldn't believe what kind of money is possible in this business. Like, Martin is very, very humble. I mean, there's like thousands and millions and who knows? He is, go Google one of Tina Turner's houses, okay? Let me just tell you, he ain't making freaking minimum wage, okay? I mean millions. He is so humble. The guy that did the presentation, I'll never forget it, because it was something like this. I saw a paycheck in his name for over $15,867.62 about. And you know what I noticed? You know all I saw when I saw that paycheck was? This little bad boy called a freaking comma. See, I ain't never had a comma in any of my dang paychecks. Are you kidding me? Out of college, without a degree, you know what I had to do? I had to go back, and I was a personal trainer. I was a lifeguard. I was a swim instructor, and I was waiting for kids to drown. I was a lifeguard, right? That's what I did. Sorry about that. Some blue kid got me fired, but just kidding. Some of you will get that later. So I was making 7 1/4 an hour. So when I met somebody that was making more money in a month than I was making in a year, I was like, oh my goodness, if this was for real, this could just change my whole life. See, here's what I know. Growing up, and this is a small board, so I'm gonna write big and I'll say what I write. But see, at one point in our life, we all had this big old dream circle. And we all used to want the finer things. See, my wife and I, we have 2.5-year-old twins. We have a boy and a girl. Literally, it's crazy. I didn't expect. We weren't supposed to be able to have kids. Again, something happened, and whammo, overnight, two little bald-headed crazy people popped out. I went from nothing to 500 poopy diapers a month. Dang! Thank God for the online mall. I mean, Walmart on Pampers alone in my household. I mean, they make out like bandits, dude. So we used to have this dream circle. And you know what? After I saw a meeting just like World Ventures, it got me thinking about all the things I used to want. My wife and I have been married for almost 6 years, and we've been together for over 7. And I can tell you honestly, in the last 6 years, up until we saw World Ventures, we hadn't sat down to make a bucket list. See, we got complacent. I was at a point in my life 2 years ago where our business was going backwards. See, when the economy is bad and people got to prioritize and pay their bills and feed their kids, guess what they're not buying? Travis's supplements. But see, guess what's happening today? The millennials are jumping on travel because they want cheap spring breaks. The baby boomers are driving this industry, guys. I saw we were sinking. I was hurting financially. I had no time. I became a dad because I wanted to hang out with my kids. I was working 80 hours a week. My wife was working 50 or 60. I never saw my kids. And I'm thinking, man, something's got to give. And I remember all the things when I saw World Ventures, all the things I used to want came true. See, think back to when, I'm gonna ask you to think back a little bit, but think back to when you were younger. And some of you, it's been a while. But I want you to just play with me. Work with me here. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that at all. There's young in here, and then there's younger in here, okay? I have a problem. One of my issues is I got so much going on upstairs. I got about 10,000 lanes of words that got to come out one hole in the front of my face, and sometimes it just gets all mixed up. Guys, here's the point. Think about some of the things you used to want. My personality says it, and then we think about the repercussions after. Oh, damn, did I say that? Yeah, probably. But see, the reason I want you to think about this is because your reason why, you've got to figure out why you're doing this. Your reason why has got to be bigger. The reason why you're doing this. Everybody, Victor's reason why is different than Jay's, is different than mine, is different than Yvette's. It doesn't matter. But why you're doing this? What is it that got you excited about it? That reason why has to be bigger than any bad day you ever have in this career, or you'll quit. Because I'm going to tell you this, there's 3 reasons why you're going to quit if you do. And I'm going to share with you why you decide to not be here a day or a week or a month or a year from now, in hopes that if I give you the reasons why you would quit, that you can combat that so you can be around for the next year, 3, 5, 10. You with me on that? Our product is every company's prize. We work our butts off for a company for how many years so we get one trip or a gold-plated watch or whatever it is, but our product is every company's prize. See, you got to know we got the deal, man. And you got to know this, that the reason why people are going to quit, here's the first one. And I'll tell you what I'm writing. I call it OPO, other people's opinions. It is brutal. See, here's what I know. We are addicted to the approval of what people think. We are. I've cared about what other people think. You know, what are the Joneses going to say? What if I, you know what, oh, it's one of those deals. It's what, you know, I went home my first day, you know, 18, 17 years ago, and I saw this, and I was pumped, man. You pull me out of the rafters, because I was like, this is it. I called up my dad. I said, Dad, you don't understand. I go, I found it, man. He goes, you didn't give him any money yet, did you? And I, no. I already bought my kit, you know? And I said, he says, well, we're going to have a talk when you get home. I'm like, all right, I'm fired up. Got home, totally puked all over Dad. I tried to explain it all. Exactly what we say to do, I didn't listen. I said, Dad, you don't understand. You know, vitamins and supplements and. And Dad looks at me, okay? And he looks at me, he goes, you mean to tell me you're going to give up a 4-year private, $85,000 private education to go sell vitamins and water filters? With the bitter beer face. I was like, well, that doesn't sound as good when you say it. But yeah, I think I'm gonna. See, because my dad's been working for 43 years in the same company. My dad is no further ahead today than when he started. When I was 18, I lost my mom to cancer. 9 months, cancer came into our life and took our mom. God needs good helpers too. And we lost our mom. And I've watched my dad take care of me and my two younger sisters on next to nothing income for the last, since I was 18, 20 years. And my dad's opinion mattered to me. But I knew, just like Martin said, if we buy somebody's opinion, we got to buy their lifestyle. If they don't have what you want, you can't afford to listen. How many have kids? Yeah? Yeah, on the way. Right on, man. Get ready. I want you to go with me for a second. See, when you have kids, it changes you, doesn't it? It's not about you and I anymore. It's about living for something else that is 100% dependent on you and I. So what happens is, it's like you got a kid. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But you got a kid, you got a child. For my wife and I, we have two, the same age. We have twins. My wife's a twin. Her mom's a twin. Like, I want to have more, but we might get a damn octomom. I mean, I'm a little nervous. You know, it's real easy to laugh when you're not the one being laughed at. Thank you very much. So we got this kid, and all of a sudden, you know, you got this baby, and you just love it, man. That day that they came, when they came into the world, and I saw them, I mean, there isn't a feeling in my life I've ever had like that moment. And it's crazy because we have so much pride in our children, don't we? We take so much passion. We have care and concern. It's all about them for as long as that needs. But see, here's what happens. All of a sudden, we have a baby, and it'd be like, I give the baby to Victor. I give the baby to Victor, and Victor is holding my baby. See, it's not his. Him and his significant, they didn't have it. It's mine, but he's looking at it, and he's like, oh, wow. Look at how big those ears are. Oh, God, look at the birthmark on that thing. Wow. And you're looking at him going, like, did he just say that? Like, and he's going, yeah, wow, it looks like your kid's overweight. It's a little chunky. And I'm like, really? And then all of a sudden it's like, and he gives it back and you're looking at it. A and all of a sudden you kick your freaking baby. See? How many? See, that's funny. Ha, 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 ha. Oh my God. Look at what I did to my baby. Throw it up here. Oh no. You kicked the freaking head off your baby. But some of you do that every day. You have a business that at one point in your life, a week or a day or 6 months or a year, you joined World Ventures. You got pride, you got conviction, you got passion, you believe in it, and then somebody comes along and they throw up on you and say, it's one of those deals. You can't. Stop. Don't. And they make you and I believe that we can't. And all of a sudden, we look at our baby and we go, yeah, you're right, man. And we let it go. What a visual, but isn't it true? You know how many people all of a sudden, I mean, take your thumb. Take your thumb, go like this. Take your thumb, okay? Go like this, reach around. Do you feel that little bony thing? It's called a freaking spine. Some of you are amoeba jellyfish. You're here today so we can give you a backbone, so we can give you confidence. Some of you, you believe in this. Some of you, you're kicking some butt. Some of you got to get a little passionate about what you do. Here's what I know. You and I can push our family and friends. People go, well, I'm not into selling them. I don't want to be pushy. Yeah, well, you know what? You're either selling something that we're either buying their excuses or they're buying our reasons why they need to do this to change their freaking life. You can't afford to take other people's opinions. We become who we hang out with. They say our income is the average of our 10 best friends. When I heard that, I was like, dang it, that means I need a new job and I need new friends. Some of you are spending 10 hours more than you should with some people in your life, and you ought to be spending 10 minutes. Some of you are spending 10 minutes with people, and you need to start hanging out with people like this in your life. People that are going to build you up rather than put you down. OPO, it's going to kill you if you listen to it. It'll drive you crazy. But I'm telling you, that's the number one reason why people are going to quit. They're going to fail. Here's the other one real quick. I got to get going. The other one is fear. See, we care what people think because fear gets in the way. Fear, some of you, believe it or not, you're going to be scared of, what if this works? I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. What if it works? What are people going to say when we start making an income and now all of a sudden it's like we're not a good person anymore? Listen, money makes you more of who you are. Money doesn't buy happiness, baby. It buys you time to do the things in your life with people that you care about. Fear. Here's the best example I can give you. A long time ago, I wanted to go skydiving. Any of you skydived before? Yeah? How many have not jumped before? How many of you are going, no way in heck am I ever going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane? Okay? I remember the first time. I was 22, 23 years old. I had started making some money, and I'm like, man, I'm going to jump out of this plane. I thought it was going to make me cooler. Right? Cooler than I already was. I was a little 22-year-old egomaniac, right? Oh, God. If you could have seen me, you would just be so excited if you could have seen me a couple years ago just to go, God, if this idiot can do it, I can do it. Because you just develop. And that's all. I've just been trying to hang out with successful people like Mr. Ruoff. Hang out with people that earn more. Hang out with people that have more and do more. So all of a sudden, I wanted to go skydiving. So we go to the airport, and there's this drop zone, and I brought a handful of people from my office, some friends of mine, so they could witness Travis jump out of a perfectly good airplane, right? So you get to the airport, and there's this little drop zone. It's a chunk of plane. It's like a third of a plane, and you're going to simulate on the ground what you're going to do 15,000 feet high. The guy's just like, all right, this is cool. First of all, you just sign a little waiver. All the waiver is signing your life away. In case something happens, you have to sign a little disclosure that if you plummet to the earth and it malfunctions, that you're okay with it. Okay, that's exciting. And then they get you to this little chunk of plane, and they say, all right, here's what you're going to do. We're going to get up 15,000 feet, which is 3 miles high, and they're going to go, we're going to open up the door, and all you're going to do is just jump. Just jump. I'm like, dude, I got this. So we get going. If you've never flown in an airplane, a little Cessna, it's a four-seater airplane. They rip three seats out. The only guy who has a seat is the person flying the plane. It's like riding the back of a bumblebee, okay? The windows are open. You can't hear a dang thing. Okay, my heart is pumping right now. Cool is leaving the airplane. Fear is setting in. My friends weren't around. It was just me wanting to poop my pants. Because now I'm up there, and I was sitting right next to the door. And what happened was, at this point, I'm realizing I'm jumping tandem. That means you've got somebody on your back. How many have skydived before? You know what I'm talking. You can either jump out static line, and it pulls automatically, or you have somebody attached to your back. And at this point, when I get up there, they're like, I'm going, this pretty much is going to happen. This guy didn't just ride up here for a 17,000 jump for fun. So he goes, he said, Travis, he's trying to yell at me. I can't hear anything because the windows are open. We're going 120 freaking miles an hour. All of a sudden, I got the sign, open the door. Well, when I was on the ground and I opened the door, I had to unlatch it and then lift up, like do a shoulder raise. And I had to lift up the door because it's heavy. Mm-mm. In the air, it's different. I'm sweating thinking about this. I'm sitting next to the door, and they go, all right. I clicked it. I kid you not. I just went, tick. I just latched it, and the door went, zing, because there's 120 miles of air. I was like, dude, you're crazy. Like, we were passing ducks and stuff. It was unbelievable. So all of a sudden, the tandem instructor goes, listen, he goes, all right, he goes, all I want you to do, there's a little platform outside the airplane, and it's big enough for one of your feet and one of theirs. And he says, all right, Trav, he's in my ear, he goes, we're just going to step out onto that little plate, hang onto the wing, and let your feet dangle. I'm like, There was one thing they told me on the ground. They said, whatever you do when you're outside of the airplane, do not open your mouth. Well, that's a problem with me. So I'm about to say something, and I go, I'm going to turn around and say something. It was like a freaking torpedo went right down my throat. The guy goes, we're going on three. He goes, one, two. He knew I was white knuckling that sucker. So on one, two, on three, he swipes my arms. I kid you not. I think I dribbled. I'm sorry about the visual. It dries on the way down. I did. I peed my pants. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. I was freaking scared. Guys, here's the moral. I can't even make this up. Here's the moral. You know, I jumped, and within a split second, he said, arch, and you arch, and it was the best feeling I'd ever had in my whole life, see? How many of us in our life have let fear get in the way over and over and over and over again, and you finally get the courage to do it, and then you go, man, I wish I would have done that a year ago. I wish I would have done it 10 years ago. Martin and I, Mr. Ruoff and I, we're going to get some of you to jump. Not jump for us, jump because you're worth it. Not jump, if you don't think you're worth it, then do it for the kids you have at home. Do it for the kids you don't have yet. Do it for your family that'll never retire if somebody like you doesn't do something like this. Do something. You know the cool thing? The worst thing that people can say is, no. That's it. Third grade, I was in love with this girl named Ingrid. I was going to meet her at the bottom of the tornado slide at recess. It's true. She stood me up, man. She said no. Guess what? 34 years later, I got over it. Just got over it a month ago, but I'm over it. Guys, the worst thing that people are going to tell you is no. Fear. You know, you get started and it's like learning anything else. It takes time, it takes effort. You know what I say? Fast is fun and slow sucks. We're going to talk about this. What does that mean? My mentor is Eric Grisbowski. Here's what fast is fun. Here's what that means to me. It doesn't matter if you're a day old or a week old or 5 years old. It makes no difference in here. When I heard fast is fun and slow sucks, to me, when I was brand new sitting there in my first month when I heard him at a big event, to me, here's what it meant. That is, if we're just willing to show people as fast as we can, we don't have time to talk about the naysayers. We don't have time to listen to the people that said no. We only have time to focus on the ones looking for us. That's it. See, let's just suck really bad quickly so we don't have to suck so bad anymore. Because you're all gonna. I did too. Martin, one time, there was a time where he couldn't do a presentation and be as confident as he is. Everybody's gonna go through a learning curve. But here's the cool part, is we can only get better. We're the worst we're ever gonna be as a World Ventures rep today. Today is as worse as we're ever gonna be. And once you figure this out, every day, every week, every month, every year that goes by, guys, you're getting more and more developed. You're getting more and more confident. All that, now it's like when people say, it's one of those deals, it's like, bring it on, baby. I mean, I encourage it. It's like fun now. Because I wish people could just wear like IQs on their head. Oh, yeah, you're a -4. No wonder why. The third reason is this. Lack of discipline. Time and money. These are the three reasons why you're going to quit. And I'll get into more because I got to wrap this up. But lack of discipline when it comes to money and time. See, they didn't teach me how to manage money. That's why everything I made $1 million by the time I was 28, but I spent it all. Every penny. Didn't matter. Because I never learned how to manage it. Time. I was working 80 to 100 hours a week. Thought I was doing the right thing, and I'm not saying it's not bad to work lots, but I realized that, you know what? They never teach us how to manage time. See, today you started something for you. It's different when you work for you. When you get up every day and you do something for you because you want to do it rather than somebody else is telling you you want to do it. See, people go, oh, I like my job. Okay, then go to your job. If you don't get paid, would you still go? But see, when it's yours and it's built and you're building generational wealth, see, here's what I know. There's 8, 8, and 8. 8 hours a day sleeping. That's easy. 8 hours a day on average is sleeping. 8 hours a day, it's called work. It's a given. We all got a job. A job is there to pay our bills while we're building World Ventures to build our future forever. It's the other 8 hours that you got to figure out how to do it with. Here's what my mentor, Dr. Peach, told me. Net worth of millions. Set every record in the company in the United States. 10 months and 5 days. International marketing director. Here's what he said. He said, you and I, what we do in our free time, what we do in our spare time over the next 3 to 5 years determines where we'll be financially. See, that's the hard part. The hard part is taking the discipline to take the few hours a night, the couple hours extra a week. It doesn't matter how much time you have. It's what we do with the time that you have. I have people in my team. As a matter of fact, I'd say a good chunk, if not majority of them, they work less hours in their business because they've got a full-time job, but they're more productive than my guys that are full-time because all of a sudden we get complacent and we stop putting priority on it. What you and I do in our spare time over the next 3 to 5 years determines where we'll be financially. Let me finish this right now. So why do I tell you this? These are the reasons why you're going to quit. You're going to listen to somebody, or worse yet, you're going to puke in your own ear. We talk negative to ourselves every day. We say we can't. We get fearful. Oh, man, we'll talk more later. Fear gets in the way. Or one of these things are going to screw us up, and they're going to throw you off track. See, if this was easy, everybody would do it, yes? It's not, but that's what makes it worth it. See, if we already had 1 billion people, it wouldn't be the opportunity it is today. You know Twitter? I don't know how old Twitter is, but Twitter is a lot of years old. How many of you remember? I only remember really hearing about Twitter the last couple, 3 years. Any of you agree? I don't know how old it is, 6, 7, 8 years old, whatever it is. But see, what happens is when you're at a right place at the right time in a company like World Ventures, it goes nothing, 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 nothing. Boom, great-great-grandma has freaking Twitter. See? So we're at the point that we're going to go from that no-name company to a household name company, and you and I are the people that are in before that happens. So when people tell you, I don't know if it'll work, just realize then you miss out on that big old wave called Brother Mo, momentum, baby. And you can ride it all the way to the bank and make a huge impact in people's lives, or you can let somebody puke on you and take you out of it. So here's what happens. The 40% of the people that last 1 year, this is what I heard way back in the day, about 1 year, you make it through 1 year, and there's less people that make it in a year than the people that don't. Most quit. They stop working it. You make it through 1 year, there's something like 90% of the population that get through a year in this industry in a right place at a right time go on to have wealth in your life. You've got to be around a year from now. You're around a year from now. See, you're a better person. You know more. Your skin is thicker. Your backbone is rough. People, we just brush it off. Guys, I am fired up to be here. It is an honor and a privilege.